Recorded Books and RB Digital present Immortality Inc., Renegade Science, Silicon Valley Billions, and the Quest to Live Forever by Chip Walter. Narrated by Graham Winton. From John Donne, Holy Sonnet 10. Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die.
Prologue. Never say die. The idea that people like you and me might manage to live outrageously long lives first struck me several years ago, when Ralph Merkel and I were having lunch, and he mentioned he planned to be frozen when he died. I looked across the table, put my fork down, and folded my hands. Really, I said. Yeah, said Merkel cheerily. Merkel was a witty and affable polymath who was not only one of the world's experts in nanotechnology, but also the co-inventor of the key encryption technology used for credit card transactions over the Internet. His plan was that he would be slipped into one of several stainless steel canisters at the Alcor Life Extension Foundation in Scottsdale, Arizona, so that sometime in the future, he could be brought back to life. Alcor is one of three places in the world that specializes in freezing the faithfully departed. The process requires a series of complex medical procedures that result in its denizens being slowly cooled to a temperature of minus 310 degrees Fahrenheit. That, said Merkel, was where he and the rest of Alcor's clients would remain, until science divined how to bring them all, entirely whole, back to the future. You know how in lab experiments you have the experimental animal and the control animal, Merkel asked me. Yes, I said. The control is left alone, and the experimental animal is the subject of the test, right? I nodded. Well, said Merkel, in this case, I'm obviously the experimental animal. Maybe I'll be reanimated, maybe not. But I already know what happens to the controls. Long and pregnant pause. They all die. I eventually visited Alcor, and I confess it made me wonder. Maybe science could find a way to pull off some sort of end run on death. But I also sensed a problem, and it had to do with the big weight. The rejuvenation of Alcor's occupants required that their animation be suspended. Their hearts had to stop before they could be slipped into their chilly thermoses. That was the law. Even if they could be safely frozen, reviving them would still require at some unknown point not only resuscitating their damaged bodies, but also rewinding their biological clocks. Otherwise, they would return no better off than they had been when they first departed. And what good was that? This, it seemed to me, made Alcor's approach what you might call Plan B, but not Plan A. Plan A was to avoid death in the first place. Solve what killed you before you passed through the veil. Who wanted the big weight? Put another way, Alcor didn't really solve the fundamental problem of curing the one thing that got us all, assuming something else didn't get us first. Aging. Where was the solution to that? So I began digging deeper. I can get to the bottom of this as well as anyone, I thought. Wasn't I a science author and documentary filmmaker, a National Geographic grantee who had also been a CNN bureau chief? All I had to do was formulate the right questions, hunt down the best people to ask, and then come up with a scintillating way to unfold the story. Simple. Except it wasn't. I pillaged the Internet and rifled through armloads of books. I explored the fields of geriatrics and gerontology. There is a difference, and reviewed research being done at the National Institutes of Health, including the National Institute on Aging. I investigated Earth's so-called blue zones, the places where people live.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?